welcome to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, where it is our mission to empower Christians with boldness and courage in every place. This is Jacob Hawk, the host of this podcast. You may be sitting in your car in traffic, walking in your neighborhood, exercising at the gym, or just trying to relax after a long day, but we are thrilled that you have joined us to spend time in God's Word. For more content, writings, podcasts, and other materials, I invite you to visit drjacobhawk.com. May God bless you richly and have a great day. Well, I want to welcome you back to Road Talk, Navigating Your Journey, as we are continuing our series today called Before I Do, Discussions Before the Altar. And we are going to look at part three of this series today, Conversations Before Marriage. If you have not listened to the other two episodes in this series, I'd encourage you to go back and listen to those. The first one was The Type of Person I Should Date, and the second one was The Type of Person I Should Dump, The Type of Relationship I Should Get Out of. But today we're going to consider, if you're in the right relationship, the conversations you need to have before you go to the altar. Someone might ask the question, is that really that important? Should we really focus on the future? And I've even heard people quote from the book of James before to justify planning being dangerous, when James would write in James chapter 4, verse 14, what is your life? You're a mist that appears for a little while and then you vanish. You don't even know what's going to happen tomorrow. I understand why people would ask that question and make the assumption that too much planning would be dangerous. But if you notice carefully in that passage, James does not condemn planning going to a city or doing business. What James is against is just assuming that everything is going to go as you planned. Rather, he says in verse 15, what you should be saying is, if it's the Lord's will, we will do this or do that. But you need to have a plan. In fact, there are many biblical precedents for planning. If we go all the way back to the beginning in the book of Genesis, in Genesis 3:15, God tells Satan, I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and hers. He will crush your head and you will strike his heel. We know, because we know how the story ends, that's a prophecy about Jesus. But that prophecy represented a plan. God knew what was going to happen. God had a plan. Jesus tells a parable, and in that parable in Luke 14, verse 28, Jesus says, suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Will he not first sit down and estimate the cost to see if he has enough money to complete it? In other words, make a plan. Don't get caught without one. We even talk about the plan of salvation. That's our term. It's not in Scripture, but the plan that God puts forth of hearing the gospel and repenting of sin and being baptized for the forgiveness of your sins, confessing Jesus as Lord. That's a plan. That's a process. So if we are going to plan for marriage, what conversations should we have before marriage? The fact is, if we fail to plan, then we plan to fail. I read an interesting article the other day on Forbes.com, and so obviously this is written from a financial perspective, but this article said on Forbes.com, most divorces occur between years 3 and 7 of the marriage, with only 4% of divorces taking place after year 10. Isn't that interesting? Years 3 to 7, those are kind of the hotbed years of conflict. If you can make it to year 10, according to this article, 96% of the marriages will last that make it that long. But making it to year 10 can be challenging. And so these are three categories of conversations I want to offer today that I believe every couple should have before marriage. These are large categories, obviously large umbrellas with many different pieces under each umbrella, but here are these three categories. Number one, faith. If you were to think about the questions or conversations that should be involved around faith, what would that be? I would say, first of all, you need to ask within the relationship, what do we believe it means to be a disciple? everyone has different explanations or definitions of what that looks like. Jesus tells us it means to deny ourselves and take up our cross and follow him daily, Luke chapter 9, verse 23. But within those categories of denying self, taking up cross, and following Jesus, what does that look like for you? What does that look like for the other person? You may have different answers to those questions, and that doesn't mean that either person's wrong. They just might have different perceptions. You need to know what those perceptions are before you enter into the marriage. How will faith influence our home and our family? Are we going to be kingdom people? Kingdom people are not always focused on the next promotion or the next raise or getting that lake house or retiring early. They're focused on serving the Lord wherever that takes them. Are we going to be kingdom people? Kingdom people aren't necessarily more righteous than others, but they have a different view of life, and you need to know what the other person's view of life and faith might be. One that can be very controversial is, which church are we going to attend? We both believe in Jesus, but not every church teaches the same things about Jesus or the salvation process or what he expects from our lives. Which church will we make our church home? These are very important conversations to have. The second category of conversations before marriage that I think every couple needs to have is family. In fact, according to that same Forbes article, 43% of the divorces in 2023 were a result of family dynamics. Where do we want to live? How involved do we want to be with our parents, with our in-laws, with our siblings, with our extended family? Do we want to have children? How many? And when? Now, as we all know, life kind of helps determine for us how many children we're going to have and when we have them. We can't always plan those things. Maybe we want more and we can't have as many. Maybe we only wanted one or two and we end up having three or four. That's kind of beyond our scope of reasoning and ability. But you know if you want to have children or not. And you know if the other person wants to have children. You know if you want those children to be near their grandparents or how involved that you want to be in the life of your in-laws. These are important conversations to have. The third category I would offer is that of finances. Back to that Forbes article, 24% of divorces in 2023 were the result of financial concerns. When couples start talking about finances, they ask questions like, what are our career expectations? What are our goals? Does the other person expect a certain standard of living that I may or may not be able to provide in the career that I've chosen? Are they willing to live on less, or will they demand to live on more? What's our view of giving? What's our view of debt? Everyone says they're against excessive debt. I don't know anyone who raises their hand and says, please pile more debt on my financial life. But saying that they're against debt and then actually being against debt are not always the same thing. You know if someone's against debt based on the choices they make before you marry them. Do you want to sign yourself up to be in debt for the majority of your adult life? What about when it comes to making a budget? What is that going to look like? Again, how much will giving be a part of our marriage? Will we live less on less than we make? Will we have more money than month, or will we have more month than money? Again, everyone has an idea of what they want, but what they want and what they actually do are often very, very different. Marriage is a lifelong commitment. And if you're going to talk about something that's supposed to last for the rest of your life, you need to have some very important conversations before that journey begins. As always, thank you for spending some time with us today here at Road Talk. Keep your eyes on heaven, and I can't wait to talk with you next time. God bless.